firstly thank the management for allowing us to run over an extra half an hour. You will be able to get the Ramped Up Radio later on. Don't worry, the show's coming, guys. Appreciate you understanding. It's an important occasion that we really do the right thing and honour Asha, who's a stalwart of Ujima, the community, and a good spirit individual. And so many people are outpouring that tonight on the show. I've not even got through all of the voice notes I got. I've got text messages. I still got people ringing. And I do want you to continue to ring, even if it's engaged. Bear with me, I will get through to every single call that needs to be made tonight, but I need to really make sure we take the following caller on the line, and it is the sister of Asha. Sharon, thank you for joining us on the program tonight.
Yeah.
You could see how special, I'm hoping you're witnessing and seeing how an important part and soul Asha was for Ujima Radio.
Do you know what? I would say we are just really, really grateful for, you guys and putting this show out for our brother Michael. I mean, you guys called him Asha, but we all know him as, I know that people called him Asha, but we called him Michael, we're just really, really grateful, the family, in London. I mean, obviously, when we heard the news, it was a massive, massive shock to us, even now we just still can't believe it, We just can't get our head around it, But we're just really happy to know that, that Michael, he was happy in Western Supermare, he was happy, in Bristol, he loved his music, he loved DJing, and we're just happy that he was round, you guys, even though, we hadn't seen him for a while, but we're just happy that he was around you guys and he was in a good place.
Yeah.
But it's still
raw.
It's still such a shock, it really is. I don't even know what to say, but what I would definitely like to say is that, definitely, my brother gone too soon.
Way too soon.
Definitely gone too soon.
Way too soon.
And then when you look at all the beautiful, condolence messages, messages on Instagram, Facebook, even tonight, there's so much outpouring of love for him.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, But I'm just so grateful because I've been trying
to get through.
I'm texting on WhatsApp and...
Tell the listeners how long you've been trying to get through.
Pardon?
Tell the listeners how long, so they don't think I'm making it up.
Probably for about an hour and 40 minutes. I think I rang about 50 times.
And I've still got people waiting to come through.
Imagine, yeah. But I would, as I said to me, we're based in London, so I do need to, give a shout out, if that's okay.
Of course you can. The floor is yours, man.
Condolences come from me and Michael's sister, Sharon, also from my brother, Peter, also from my brothers and sisters in Jamaica, which is Dawn, Goffrey and Carlene. Condolences from my husband Webley, my son Nathan, my son Daryl, from my niece Misha, Jamila, Naomi, her children, Nakara, Azaria, Avea, also from my nephew Benjamin, also Michael also had my sister Winston, also my stepsisters Marlene, sorry there's loads of us, but there's Marlene,
big family,
there's Lorene, yeah, there's Isimph, there's Lloyd, there's Austin, my stepmom Aunt Carmen, I don't know if you know that, but my mum and dad, they've gone now, but
yeah,
and all the other family that are tuned in, there's just so many people, I can't mention everybody, but everyone that's tuned in to the show today, just sends their condolences, but all I'll say again is just thank you so much for this. We really, really do appreciate what you've done, and and I'm going to just go now to allow other people to have their say about my brother as well. Yeah.
Before I let you go, Cheryl, we say that we have to embrace and celebrate life and try not to mourn. There's going to be a time to cry. There's going to time to be somber and stuff.
Try and share
one happy or funny moment of Asher as a youngster, or just anything that springs to mind, or something that he did to cheese you off that we could leave with and think that's Asher. Because I've been saying that I haven't heard Asher raise his voice. I haven't seen a frown on his face.
Marcus did have a lovely smile.
He certainly did have a lovely smile. He did.
But what I would take for Michael is that he loved to dance, you know,
okay.
And he loved to skank.
Yes.
You know, and when you put the music on, you see him like dancing from one room of the end, one side of the room to the other side.
Broke it out.
Michael loved. He really, really. That was his life. His music. He really, really loved his music.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just I don't know. It's just really, really hard to comprehend and take in that.
For sure.
He's no longer here. I feel like I'm talking about somebody else, not my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but you just have to hold it together. You really, really do.
100%.
As I said, gone too soon. But God bless him. You know, God look after him. God protect him and be there for him, and also be there for us as the family everybody else that knew him.
Yeah.
You know, but I would just say again though, but thank you so much. Show tonight, the tribute for Michael. We really do appreciate that.
It's only felt like the fitting thing to do.
And thank you for getting back to me as well.
No problem.
It was so important just to,
I had to make it
our
happen.
Voice.
Yeah, no, I had to make that happen. I had to make that happen. I had to tell people just the whole time because family's first. That's what they say. Family's first. So thank you.
But you guys have been good friends to him, and that really does count for a lot as well.
He's been good to us, man.
Yeah.
And I hope you get some comfort of what we're trying to do today.
Oh, most definitely. And most definitely, definitely.
No doubt in the near future, we will reconnect and keep his legacy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, yes.
Keep his legacy going.
But thank you so much, and I'm going to continue listening to the rest of the show because it's absolutely brilliant. It's really, really nice.
No problem. Okay, blessings.
Take care.
Love to all of you.
Thank you. You too.
And
thank
condolences.
You, bye.
Stay strong.
Bye. 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 Bye.
So it's the family of Asher calling in to share their memory, their love for a beautiful soul.
The most high.
Budger.
I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through every day. Only I give the price, I'm a leg we have to pay. While our leaders play, all I see, people are rip and a rob, all are grime. Thief never love, is it thief with long bag. No love for the people who are suffering bad. Another toll to the poor, may God help us all. What is to stop the youth from getting out of control? Full of my education, yet no own a payroll. The clothes from me back have countless eyes old. Could go on and on, the fool has never been told. I'm a living while I'm living, to the Father I will pray. Only him know how we get through every day. With only I give the price, I'm a lady we have to pay. While our leaders play, we say who can afford to run, will run. But what about those who can't? They will have to stay. Opportunity, a scarce commodity. In this time I say, when mama spend her last, I'll send you the class. Never you ever play. It's a competitive world for low budget people, spending their time while earning a nickel, with no regard to who it may tickle. My cup is full to the brim. I could go on and on, the fool has never been told. So this life it gets me down. Don't give up now, got to survive. Some way, somehow.
When we lose one of our own, we celebrate their life, we celebrate their legacy, we honour them. Asher, R-I-E-R-I-E-P, rest internal peace, my friend. 10 minutes past 10, it's a Saturday night, it's a special edition of Code of the Streets. We are running a little bit extra, thanks to management to enable that to happen as well. And if you are calling, please persevere, we will get to every call as soon as we possibly can. I want to thank Marlene Asha's stepsister, who's on the line as well. Thank you for speaking and being patient with us tonight. It's a big outpouring tonight.
Good evening to you, and good evening to all of the listeners.
How are you keeping?
Yeah, a big shock, as Sharon said. Yeah, there's a lot of emotions going on, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're saddened by the news, but obviously echoing what Sharon said in regards to the show. Lots of upliftment, lots of tributes, and lots of memorable moments. I mean, I met Michael probably when he was about... about 14.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys wouldn't have known him then, obviously.
No, no.
But was always very quiet. And quite shy.
Well, he is that kind of way, and he doesn't say much, isn't it?
When quite shy. And did like a crowd, but also didn't really like a crowd, if you see what I mean.
Exactly, 100%.
So he would be in the thick of things, and then when you'd look around, he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, yeah. He don't tell you so when he's going.
Yeah, so he held his own.
Yeah.
And he was definitely, I would remember him as a peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely as a peacemaker. But, I mean, Sharon's said most of it. I just want to kind of, like, echo that and just wanted to... kind of like say a tribute as well. I don't know. I've got a tune in mind.
Go ahead. Let me see if I got it.
Warrior.
But as what?
Yeah.
This is what we do for a living, you know. That's why Asha was here. You know that, innit?
I mean, I'm a bit of a music connoisseur myself, so we kind of had that in common as well.
So I was going to say, did you teach him, or you just both shared your knowledge?
No, my brother used to run a school system, so I'm old school, but I'm like sort of like, you know, Cox and Dad and all of that. So I had that kind of in common with Michael. So
yeah.
I think. Warrior Charge will be hitting for him as a tribute. So thanks again for everyone and for the show. And yeah, it's been good, and I will definitely keep tuning in as well. So thank you.
Beautiful. Condolences.
Bless up to Michael.
For sure. This one's for him. And condolences to you and the whole family. And thank you for taking time to speak to us, all right?
Thank you.
Original Warrior Charge, Aswad. darling. Big up yourself, the whole family, everyone in tune tonight as a special tribute. Special, special tribute to a special man. Tonight we're going to make sure we give him justice. And I want to thank the management for enabling us to go on Extra tonight. And with that said, we are joined by Ujima's broadcasting manager, Miranda. How you doing, Miranda?
Hey, I'm obviously speechless at this point and devastated, but I just got to say thank you, Style, for doing this, for having the courage and the foresight to do it. It just means the world to me and obviously to his family, because he was, as Mystery and SJ and so many people have said today, he was the core and the DNA of everything that Ujima stood for. You know, he was the epitome of collective responsibility. He was the gentlest, kindest, humblest soul I've ever had the privilege of meeting. His love of photography, you know, he was a soldier, he was an activist. He went above and beyond to try and make this world a better place to live in. I am struggling to speak, and I am sorry. I actually couldn't do my show yesterday.
No, I understand.
You know, he was a core part of the Ujima family, doing 3 shows a week. And I remember when we asked him to do the cruising show, you know, the drive time show, the breakfast show, the 2 of the prime time shows on the station. He's like, what do you mean you want me to do the cruising show? I can't do the cruising show. I'm not good enough to do the cruising show. And I'm like, you are the absolute essence of what Ujima means.
For sure.
And I'm just so grateful to hear that his family are listening, because, you know, the happiest I ever heard him was when he was speaking about his family and his children and his grandchildren. And I want them to know that, how important they were to him.
They were.
And to my son, you know, my son was fatherless, and he filled a gap in my son's life, and my son would always bring food for Asher. You know, the one thing you were saying, like, you never saw him angry, you never saw him pissed off, nothing like that, you didn't. But the one thing I did see was he'd be hangry. He needed his food.
His food, that's what I was going to say,
Speaking from Nadine's and that, and I was like, oh my God, that just meant so much. Yeah. You know, my son would always bring a snack for him, so he knew that he wouldn't go on air hungry, you know. There aren't the words. A bit like what Lynn said earlier, I thought it was a mistake.
Mm.
I got a message saying, you know, we're trying to track down Asher's family. Do you know how? And I thought, well, it can't be our Asher.
Mm.
Can't be.
No.
I'm just speechless at this point, and sending my love to all of his family, all of his friends, and to everybody that's called in today. And tributed, and thanks to the Ramp Up guys for saying they don't mind us running over as well.
Appreciate that. It's a hard one, but we have to do the right thing, and that feels like the right thing tonight. We honour his legacy, and there will be much more tributes on Ujima Radio. And thank you for enabling it to happen. And also credit to you for the work that you do here at the radio station as well. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, you set the bar high, man.
Some people say I'm a hard talesman.
I had some big boots to fill when you left, so you know, you gave me a legacy that I had to fulfill, and Tim Kirby and Kevin Philemon and Roger Griffiths and Latoya and Kaziah and all of those people who I know will equally be missing Asher now,
for
and will be absolutely devastated. So we're going to repeat this show tomorrow in what would normally have been Asher's slot.
Beautiful.
Between 2 to 4 tomorrow. We will repeat this, so if you have tuned in and missed some of it, it will of course be on listen again as soon as we come off air. But we will repeat it again tomorrow, and I know Gabby's doing another tribute show, and when I can speak long enough without bawling my eyes out, we will do a proper tribute show to Asher again. So, but Style, thank you for everything that you do for Ujima. You are also the DNA of Ujima. I hope you know that.
We all know. We all do our bit, man. We all do our bit to make a difference, and you included as well. So thank you for taking up the time.
God bless.
And you look after yourself. And get well soon.
Yeah, thank you. I'm back on Monday.
All right. Take care.
All right. Lots of love to you and the family.
Thank you, babes. Bye bye. Yeah, man. Tom Brown. What an evening. Now, I know I got a few more people waiting to come through. I know I got John Banks, Miles Chambers. Listen, guys, if you are listening, please call now so I can just put you through live before we get another mad rush on the phone lines. I got some tributes to play as well. Okay, let me get into this one. This is from Edson.
The last few years in which I met Asher, we'd always discuss projects and plans since his move to West Supermare and what we could do together, what kind of work or how we could bring art to Western Supermare, connect up Bristol, bring Western Supermare artists to Bristol, bring Bristol artists to Western Supermare. And the last time we spoke, you know, I had some plans and some ideas and we were going to definitely hook up and share those. And it's so painful that in a way that all feels on pause. But you know, what I take away from our friendship was his openness, his curiosity, and his kindness. He wasn't a judgy guy. He met as he found. He listened. He shared his thoughts and his opinions. But like his wide open eyes, most of all, I felt like he had an open heart and one that I was so pleased to have known. Thank you.
That's Edson Burton paying tribute to Asher tonight as well. Also got a message from Ricky Infinity in Infidelity Records, a former presenter on Ujima Radio as well. He had a message to say and share with us.
This is such sad news and a big loss for anyone that knew Asher and the wider community, people that didn't even know him because of how much he was doing for the community. Everything he did at Ujima, he's always there whenever I was down at the station prepping for my show. In the early days when I was getting my head around the studio equipment, loading up carts, he was always on hand to help without even asking, he'd just be there. The world would be a better place with more people like Asher. Rest in peace, sir. Your energy still shines, sir.
100%. A rare groove connoisseur to the fullest. This is Lonely Nights by the Valentine Brothers. Keep dancing up there, my friend.
Wonderful. Oh.
Thanks for the text message. 7768. I'm on my own tonight, reflecting on the loss of my lovely friend Asha. RIP. Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone who's engaged on the show tonight. It's been beautiful. It just feels that we've really give Asha the tribute, the accolade, the recognition that he rightly deserves, because he's such a beautiful soul. And someone else who can share that with me is John Banks from the Shade of Blue show as well. John, how are you doing?
I guess I'm doing all right. My goodness, that was a shock this week when I got your text. It really was.
It's the type of news anyway, you don't want to hear, is it?
No, well, I was, you know, you and I have spoken a couple of times this week, and as I think I said at the time, he's like Peter Pan. I didn't think he was.
Yeah, never ages.
He didn't age.
Never ages.
Anyway, I just put together, I mean, I don't know what I can add to what other people have said. I mean, it's just extraordinary. The man was extraordinary. He was an institution. Mm. But I just made a few notes here to sort of give somebody, you know, it's a bit more upbeat perhaps, but just to give you a typical evening of coming in. For several years we did the show after Asher in the evening, doing the Shades of the Blues, and Richard and I, you know, unfortunately my other late co-presenter Richard passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But we used to come down from Cheltenham in the car, and we'd get to the studio and we'd look through that little glass window and Asher would be in there waving at us to come in. So we'd come in with that enormous smile, and he'd say, come on, give us a heads up for your show. And once we started talking to him, he'd hand over to Richard. And Richard's got kind of a very short attention span. He'd be talking away with Asher. And suddenly we're meant to be having the show started. And eventually, I guess we just normally started in party mode after that.
Yeah.
And Asher, he would sort of eventually say, oh, look, I'm hungry. He was always saying, I'm hungry. And he was off to the One Love Cafe now. The guys down there, they like your music. I'm going down there to get some food. So about an hour and a half later, after which time he'd rushed into the studio about 10 times saying, what was that song? What was that? What was that? Still hungry. And eventually...
He had an appetite, didn't he? Working on a radio builds up an appetite. People don't realise.
Yeah, he'd come into the radio, and the thing is, his interest in the music was such that, you know, as I've said on my show, you know, I'm waiting to play a record that's 100 years old. Yeah. I've got to about 95 years. So he was always showing great interest in that. And eventually, after about an hour and a half, he'd come in, give us a high five, jump on his bike and go off to get some food. So, you know, those are good memories. So, he used to fill in for us on the program.
That's right.
I was always nervous that it might become permanent and we get thrown off, because it's so much more professional than we were. But, a couple of things. First of all, my wife spent a half an hour with him when I was on the show talking to him. He was eating at the time, of course.
Yeah.
And every time I went, I came down to Eugene, she'd say, oh, is Asher there? Will you see Asher? She only met him for half an hour. So it had a bit of an impact there.
Yeah.
He leaves an impression on you. Yeah, a great, great guy. And in the words of Dion and Marvin Gaye, it seems that the good die young, there you go. That's it. So I hope that he's up there in heaven listening to his jazz.
He certainly is. He'll be dancing around with a big smile on his face. John, it's so good to hear your voice, actually. I can't remember the last time I seen you, and it was just so sad when Richard's passing as well. I mean, tonight I've been giving acknowledgement to those who've been part of Ujima's journey, and I could not include you guys. You guys have been an integral part of Ujima. The fact that
thank you so much.
No, I'm not just saying that. I used to say that when I see you guys. You know, I used to come past and see you parked up outside. You got your suitcase with your CDs. You're planning your show.
just the 200 CDs, just in case.
Just in case, the backup. The backup. You know, you travelled every Monday from Cheltenham, come down and committed yourself to the radio station. Outside of that, you know, the work that you and Richard did in terms of helping the seed building as well. You see, these are things that I remember, and those at the early stage of Ujima and Seed will remember that. You know, the painting of the hall, the board being part of the board and all of that. You know, these are things that
thank you for that.
We need to acknowledge. So tonight, you get your flowers from me. I'm giving you your flowers, all right?
Well, you've been a great, great friend, Sue, so, and a great support. It's been a great thing to belong to.
For sure. It's important.
Eugene, and Asher, as I said, is an institution. He's just so integral to the whole thing. It's a very, very sad moment, but we must celebrate his life.
We have to. Yeah. That feels the right thing to do. And I think you've given us some great antidotes celebrating that with us tonight. John, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And to you too, yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you soon at some point, yeah?
See you at the Christmas party.
No doubt. We'll have a toast for Asher on that night.
We certainly will.
We will indeed.
We certainly will.
Look after yourself.
Great show, and thank you so much for doing it.
No problem.
Yeah. Bye now.
Take care. I wasn't really going to play any somber music because it's a celebration, but you see this song, there's something about this song that it says so much in it, and I think it's relevant to Asher as well, because you know there's only one place my brother's going to be right now. He's up in the skies. Maxwell, Pretty Wings.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. One day there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. One day you won't remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. Your game was so bad. You toyed with my affliction. Had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a being. I had to set you free.
Classics are rolling out for you tonight, Asher, you know.
Everything that we want to.
it. Love No Limit tonight, Code of the Streets, special tribute to our soldier, our good friend, our brethren, our stalwart, Mr. Ujima, aka Asha. This is for you, my friend. The most humblest person you will ever meet in your life. Tonight is a testament to that. Our condolence goes out to his family. Thank you for reaching out to us. His good friends. Colleagues, his associates, people who listen to his show and have never met Asha before, man. We've lost a good one. His legacy lives on tonight, tomorrow, the day after, and continuing on. We'll continue to give you developments and keep you updated. Here's a message from our overseas volunteer, Sabrina, from Italy.
Hello, this is Sabrina Dimitri. I've been honored to meet Asher when I started to be a volunteer in Ujima Radio, and I've been in Ujima Radio family until the 2018, and one of the first person that I met was Asher. He was recording his show The Journey, and I learned a lot from him because he was there and he was doing his things. And it's been really interesting to share chats with him because was a person really, really into music, a nice person, gentle heart, and open-minded, that he loved doing radio and showing the people and let the people know different new kind of mashup of music intersected with jazz. And so thank you so much for all the things that you taught me. Thank you so much for your kindness. Thank you so much for welcoming me in Ujima Radio family till the very beginning. And thank you so much for your smile and your words and your knowledge in music. I will always remember you as a really, really pro DJ and presenter, and a really, really big heart human being. Thank you so much, Asher. Lots of love.
He set the standards for commitment, dedication, and work ethics. You're going to hear it over and over again. That is the key message. That's what Asher meant to us. And this is why we've extended tonight's show again. I need to thank the management. Ramped Up Radio Show, I promise you, will be up at 11. Thanks to Sav, thanks to the whole crew persevering with us. And the shows following that will go on as well. So, you know, we're an hour behind. But I'm sure you can appreciate and understand why as well. It just feels fitting as well. Another song which Asher enjoyed was this one here as well. Sam Spiro, is that right? Black and Gold.
I look up into
see how wide reaching his music knowledge was, his love and interest. That's Usher for you, man. That's Usher. Let me take that commercial break, and we're back as we continue the tribute tonight, right here at Code of the Streets. Right here, the home of black music, your multi-award winning station.
I'm filled to the top of fear.
Ooh! Gima.
Let's get together and
come party with us at Ujima Radio as we celebrate 15 years of broadcasting on Saturday, 9th December 2023, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Taking place at Bristol Beacon in the Lantern Room, BS1 5AR. Starring live performances by Celestine, Jay Ellis, and Lixin Khan. Plus the Ujima Showcase featuring DJ Style, Father Sojay, DJ Mac 3, Dancehall Generals, Angel Mel, hosted by Wildlife's Crazy and Dr. Flex. Tickets are available at £10 from Bristol Beacon at www.bristolbeacon.org.
One love.
What about a one-off?
Ujima Radio, the home of black entertainment.
Beautiful jazz flavors for you, a classic. Jones Girls, Night Over Egypt. Night Over Bristol tonight as we pay tribute to the man himself. Usher, rest in eternal peace. We have another tribute, and this is courtesy of Cleo Lake.
It's Cleo Lake here, and I'm sat in town, not far from the Ujima studio on Silver Street. And I just wanted to try to share a few thoughts about Usher. Of course, I heard the news a few days ago. I've seen various people posting about the passing of Usher. Usher transitioning on now to another realm. And it kind of still hasn't really sunk in. I've kind of been involved in Ujima one way or the other, also kind of from its early iteration down in St. Paul's, and I know that Usher was there pretty much from the beginning as well. And I think it's amazing that he's continued to be such an instrumental part, or had continued to be such an instrumental part of Ujima, really encapsulating the sense of collective work, which is of course what Ujima means. Extremely reliable, doing his own show, helping others. Whenever I more recently would go on for an interview or pop in over the years, as well as kind of producing and presenting my own show at times, or working with people like David Dravy John, also someone who was kind of there at the start, Asher would be around. I also worked with Asher as a fellow board member in around 2012, 2013 at the then St. Paul's African Caribbean Carnival. And I can remember one of the awards nights that we had, I think it was at Hamilton House at the time. And yeah, just working with him on that. And again, you know, his work and his contribution as a volunteer then. The last time I saw Asher, and I, you know, sometimes I'm passing through the radio on my dial, whether I'm cooking or doing something around the house, and I catch some of his jazz that, you know, on his jazz show that he would often play. I'm also a jazz fan myself. But the last time I saw Asher was, I think it would have been around, maybe it wasn't August, anytime between August and October. I think it was probably October last year, which seems bizarre, really. It seems such a long time ago, and yet it doesn't seem long ago. So I was working for The World Reimagined at the time, and there was an event being hosted at the Rastafari Cultural Centre, or some people would say down at Raspies, right there in the heart of St. Paul's. And they were having an event just to kind of community reasoning, come in, have a chat, problem shared kind of attitude or ethos, have some food. So I popped down there, and Asher popped in as well, and it was good catching up with him because, you know, I don't think I'd realised he'd moved to Weston. And yeah, we just caught up, had a chat. I heard about some of the things that were going on in Weston for then Black History Month, some of the things he was involved with down there, his, you know, real desire and interest to bring more cultural activity to Weston. So I think, you know, that's one of the things that hopefully some of us can kind of pledge our support to, kind of continue with the ideas that he had and the things he wanted to do. And he was just such a humble person, and also had an incredibly cheeky-ish smile as well. So I do remember having some laughs with Asher, and just makes me feel that we need to make sure people feel valued while they're still with us, because none of us know when our time is done. And I hope that Asher knew, or at least knows now, that everyone's a cog in the puzzle. Everyone's a piece that is important. And it's, again, our collective work, us all fitting in to the bigger picture, doing what we can from where we are and contributing, that makes things work. Sometimes you don't realise, or take for granted, or whatever the words are, how important people are and individuals until they're gone, which is sad. I can see his face quite clearly as I sit here in my head, thinking of him transitioning on to the next realm, knowing that his spirit will always be at the station at Ujima and in the other places where he was often at or involved in. So thank you, Asher, for your contribution to our community, and yeah, you won't be forgotten.
That's 100%. Thank you very much for that, Cleo Lake. That pretty much concludes our tribute tonight. I need to call it a wrap, or I'm going to get some more calls and I'll be here till midnight. Not that I would mind, but Ramped Up Radio is waiting to go live with their musical vibes. Thank you, Sub and the crew. Appreciate your patience. This is Sister Sledge. This has been a tribute to our own soldier, legend, Mr. Ujima, a.k.a. Asher. You. That's the beauty of community radio, you know. How many radio stations would allow you that flexibility to run over more than your time which has been allocated? The voice of the people. Thank you everyone for staying tuned. Those who didn't manage to get through as well, apologies. I know there's a few more calls that was due to take place. There will be further tributes as well. Big up yourself, Gabby. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to play that tune for you. But I know when you do your tribute, I'm sure you're going to play it as well. So listen to Gabby for his tribute to Asher. And it's only right. Sister Sledge, thinking of you. Gone but not forgotten. That's what they say. His legacy lives on. I wish you all a good weekend. Stay strong. Embrace life. And cherish those close to you. Don't take it for granted. Every day is a blessing. I'm out till next week. It's been Code of the Streets. It's been a tribute to my friend, Asher.